stuff. I don't use it, but I would really like a bat. Zelda, it's Christmas time and I haven't gotten anyone anything. I think I'll just wrap some toilet paper in a box and be like, you're gonna need this sometime down the road. You don't have to scamper around outside trying to find a pine cone. Ow! If you're a lot like me and you don't get shit for people, send them this video. You know what? I kind of forgot you for Christmas, but I still care about you. So here's what's on my Christmas list. You, legs, bread,
harassment, desperating need for harassment. I'll harass your cave of wonders with my magical lamp. Vagina.
Let me tell you about a little bit what my family does for Christmas.
You don't have any friends.
Really early, and I open presents. Oh my god, you got me a present, Mom. Thanks. Wow. That's a great present. Oh, sweet! A gift from Grandma? I'm so excited.
Dude.
What the fuck is this? This is just a sock.
It's not even a pair of socks. It's just a sock.
Grandma, you're so
dumb.
Look, I got a card from Grandma.
So do you know that one sock is supposed to be?
Well, that's not very nice. Oh, it's fine. I got a
tube sock.
Afterwards,
Jimmy, just because it's a tube sock doesn't mean it's supposed to symbolize masturbation.
You symbolize masturbation. Shut up. Especially to me. He was in the military, you know? He's like, come out of my room. I had a really bad day today. I was in the military. You've never had a bad day. One time I woke up during the war and I only had one hand. Grandpa,
you have both your hands. It doesn't make sense.
Shut up, you shit taco. I'm shaved with the dead guys too. I floused with pubic hair one time. Grandpa, that's so fucking nasty. I had to shit while running and carrying a grenade at the same fucking time.
Bad day, my
ass. You wanna wrestle? No. Are you a faggot? Demon hair? No. I'm a pilgrim, okay? I work with poison ivy, rat traps, and razor blades put together. You dig? No, Grandpa, I've never dug in my life. Well, you're gonna dig. I'm never gonna dig.
Ever!
Have you ever had to say a prayer at the dinner table?